world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail.
Welcome to our Season 7, Episode 33.
Just in the mick of time.
Perfect.
Get ready, folks. It's going to be a hot one, if you know what I mean. 2 years straight of mick jokes, or until he dies.
Who is he?
I mean, like, in Ninja Steel.
Who is he? I don't know.
It's not Ripcord or whatever, right? So
it just is an alien named Mick.
Mick? What if it's just Dominic Purcell? What if Dominic Purcell just wandered onto set one day and they decided to include him?
He's got that face.
Like, I'll never get over Mick just basically being our parody version of Lincoln. It's like behemoth. Like, we like willed it into the force.
It's funny because it's true.
I'm with the force is with me. Like, that just happened. Classic Mick mess around.
I'm one with the
I'm one with the and the is with me. That almost sounds like sex, to be honest.
Pretty accurate.
I was trying to plug my other computer and I just hit my elbow. It hurt.
Minute and a half in, we're already a mess.
You know how it is. We're really pulling it straight in here. That sounded... What the hell kind of phrase is that? I was just going to say, like, we're really, like, in rare form is what I was trying to say more or less at the end of the year here. And then I said pulling it straight in. What the fuck even is that? It's like a really boring sexual innuendo.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Like, and I also said it in like a weird, like, 9 News air traffic controller tone, which made it weirder. We're pulling it straight in here at the 9 News Weather Center.
Perfect. This is gonna be great. So, all right, one ups. I guess we'll actually get to the one ups before the 10-minute mark this time. So we're in.
Decent
not show. Good form? I don't know exactly what, but it is 1:48 a.m. right now, so I should probably take my dinner pills.
Tinder pills? You know how dinner. It is.
The pills I am supposed to take when I eat dinner. The thing I did at 7 p.m. several
close
hours
enough.
Ago. Yeah, I know. That's fine. Most of the time, I don't even take them. It's cool. I'm not gonna die.
It's not like you're gonna have a heart attack. Damn it, Brian! I just got the Facebook reminders from Kat.
That wouldn't happen to me.
Next thing you know, you'll be playing your old XYDS again. DS.
I'm sitting there going, "Oh, that's an oldie." But anyway, okay. Pills have been taken. I'm not going to die. Etc., etc. So, what is going on? I'm not really sure. Like, I don't think
I lost your memory. Are you doing a full-on hangover?
I don't think I really bought anything substantial. I bought the Black Series K2SO because I need to buy something related to the movie I last saw.
I know how it is.
It's just what I do. So I picked that up because he was my favorite character in Rogue One. Among several characters, that movie's full of really awesome fucking characters, but we'll get to that later. But
like Darth Vader and Chopper for 3 seconds that I missed.
Yeah, I missed every single Rebels reference in that movie.
The only one I caught was the intercom paging General Syndulla. That's the only one.
I didn't even get that. Like, I would have if my ears heard it, but they didn't. What am I doing? Oh, I was trying to get the fucking my photo album up so I could see if I bought anything substantial. When I picked up K2SO, I picked up the World of Nintendo, like, Inkling Boy figure that, like, I didn't know existed until, like, a day before, so that was a pretty cool find. It's actually a pretty neat figure, too, if you like Splatoon. I picked up... Oh, it was really cool. I mean, it's not really cool, but it was cool for me because I feel like I, like, won the lottery. I was just out and about, and I was at a Five Below store, and they had the Pint-Sized Heroes Steven Universe little figures. And I was like, well, if there's anything I need to get, I'll go ahead and get one, just because I wanted to buy something for myself, because Toys R Us was just a giant heap of bullshit. And so I picked up something for Kat, and I found one left in the little box. I'm like, okay, cool, there's one. I wanted one. But I was like, wait a minute. The Pint-Sized Heroes boxes have two figures that you could see, like, attached to the box. So I was like, I wonder if I can have the box. So, like, it took the box, and I was being all, like, stealth about it. Like, I set the box so that the figures were facing me, like, on the counter, and I'm like, that was the last one in the box. Can I have the empty box? And the lady was like, yeah, sure. So I'm like, yes. And so, like, I pick it up and make sure that the, like, little figures that are on the front of the box are, like, pressed up against my stomach. No one can see it. I don't think anyone
would
have...
It's called the perfect crime.
I don't think anyone would have gave a shit. But I felt so awesome that I got two little figures for free. Like, I stole $8 from Five Below, even though, you know, they can't sell those. But whatever. I did it anyway, but...
Smooth Criminal was playing in your head as you walked out.
It was. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. It was great.
You know what's great about that story? How seamless it was and how there was no drops in it.
Yeah, I know.
Except the sweet beats dropped by Smooth Criminal. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
I think that's, like, it in terms of buying. Like, I've been to Toys R Us, like, two or three times since, like, the last podcast recording, and, like, they don't put out anything. So
my local Toys R Us was a disaster area today. It looked like a tornado went through it.
It's been awful, and then I just get flashbacks to when I was working there, and I had to clean up the fucking store all the time. It's the worst.
Well, it was terrifying, too, because I couldn't get out. Because, like, there was rare case, of course, when I wasn't buying anything at this Toys R Us, that there was... All the registers were open, but they were all full of people with, like, full carts, and they're all blocked. The only way to get out is through going through one of the lanes, and so I couldn't find an opening. It took me, like, 5 minutes to find, like, a path to get out.
Shitty design.
And, like, you can't, you know, go out of the exit, like, where the, or the entrance, and then, like, walk over to the exit because they have it blocked off so you can be proper, apparently. So, like, that was frustrating. It was annoying as hell. And I always have a problem with that one, too, because even when they're not busy, they only leave an open path by customer service. And, all the lines that don't have a cashier, they put, like, rope up. So, like, I always just crouch under the rope awkwardly because I've already started to head towards the exit and I'm not going to turn around like a herded sheep. So it's like I already have trouble getting out of that one, but today was, like, I felt like it was the apocalypse, but everyone was stocking up on toys for it.
There. But yeah, I, like, literally don't have anything else going on. I've been looking
and
for
new
movie
I
stuff.
I thought your one-ups were done.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I think you're on a delay. I think we're on a delay.
Oh, no.
It's okay, I'll wait for you to hear them. You must have just heard that. This is hilarious. It's like sending laugh bombs. How do we fix it, though?
Say something.
Something.
Okay, it's fixed.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Okay, damn, it was funny for a minute there. The best part was, I'll wait for you to get that. Pause. Laugh.
I'm gonna leave it in. It'll be great.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to, like, monopolize on it, but because I was just rolling in from the Toys R Us story. I was coming straight in. Mine didn't have that last Yellow Ranger figure, and ToysRUs.com had it, so I ordered it because it was, like, free shipping, and it was, like, $7.99, and, like, of course, as soon as I ordered it, I saw it three times today, amongst the destruction. That was pretty crazy. Other than that, I saw Rogue One, and I didn't purchase anything immediately. It more so just allowed me to be fine with pre-ordering all those Stormtroopers. Although, like, I'm not sure what they could have done either way to convince me not to buy them. Like, we're, like, trip over each other a lot. I'm like, oh, you're a really lame Stormtrooper. I don't want you. So, like, I kind of like Stormtroopers anyway, so I guess that was not much of an issue. But K2SO is probably my favorite thing, so I'm glad I got him.
Yeah, you're going to have to let me know how, like, his figure art is.
It'll probably be good-looking but loose, like all the other Star Wars figure arts. But, yeah, so there was that. I finished Search Party, and I have, like, one episode of People of Earth left. And I've been starting my Young Justice rewatch, so that's been fun. I'm just sitting here wishing we're not getting Whiny West, and instead we would get this Wally West, but oh well. And I think that's it. Honestly, just, you know, Merry Christmas and all that stuff. Just getting ready for Christmas, doing some last minute shopping. My phone is on the way out, so it was off most of the day when I was out, so I felt like I was disconnected from the world.
That sucks. It's the worst feeling.
The thing about it is it wasn't even battery dead yet. It was like, I went to go click on Twitter and it like spazzed out.
Penis.
And it like froze. And then I went to turn it off and it was powering off for like ever. And then it never came back on. It was like, got murdered by me trying to go on Twitter. You know how it is.
What did you murder?
Twitter. It's gone.
Oh,
there was
good.
One too many Yoshi worshippers and I was like, end it.
Good, I'm glad you murdered it, because he's just awful.
Well, unfortunately, you've come in just in time for your one-up segment, so...
Yes! I am that good.
Bathroom breaks all around.
You're a whore.
You know how it is.
So, Dawson is a whore, and, let's see, what... I downloaded the Pokemon TCG online to my computer so that I could scan all my codes, instead of having to type them in. That's a thing. I've scanned, I think, 100 of them now. I've still got a ways to go. It's still exhausting. Like, because you can only do 10 at a time.
Yeah, it's a process.
And, yeah, pretty much, it's a process. But, I pretty much do 50 of them, and then I just go open all the packs and see what I got, and then I go back and do 50 more, and, so that's a thing.
He'll get there.
Yeah, and then, what else? I did play some Sun, finally. That was fun. Last Sunday.
Sunday. Sun.
Right? In between, you know, doing ORS and shit, and, I know you all talked about it, but it's really neat at the beginning. Like, because you're used to, like, getting a whole bunch. Like X and Y gave you a whole bunch at the beginning, but X and Y gave you all the normal types and flyers. So you get through, like, Route 1, and you're like, oh, look, I have Starter, and then Zigzagoon, and Bidoof, and Fletchling, and, like, yeah, like, it's just an awful team. But, like, here, I'm at the part where you gotta go to the Pokemon school. So I'm still at the beginning, but I've caught, you know, I've got Wingull, Slowpoke, and I caught, you know, Pikachu and Young Goose. I got Metapod, And so I got 12 waters and flyings and psychics, and I'm about to go get the Magnemite and Grimer. So there's darks and poisons and electrics, and I'm like, I keep catching things, and then I don't know what to do. Because I'm like, oh wait, well I want to have you too. I picked up my Munchlax. Finally got to the Pokemon Center where I can go in, and so I picked up my Munchlax, which made me happy. And I like how every time you go to catch something, it's like, hey, where do you want to send so and so? Do you want to send them to a box? Do you want to put them in your party? Do you want to like kick them in the nads? I'm like, oh, okay, well that's a great idea.
I love that feature so much, and it saves so much time.
Yeah, like it makes me so happy.
Just the fact that you can like catch somebody and then instantly add them to your party and start training them without having to backtrack all the way to a Pokemon Center is great.
And I love, and then it's even more fun because I do battles, and the battles are really neat. Like you can see the trainer and everything. Like when you do a trainer battle, they're standing there doing their thing. But like at the end, it's like, oh hey. It gives you a little icon to do the grooming thing, and then I get to like brush him, and it's like brushing my young goose, and he just gives me that creepy smile, and or like I'm brushing Slowpoke, and he just gives me a blank stare.
That's just Slowpoke's life, though.
Yeah, like, but it's neat. It's so different than like, and it kind of is more realistic though. Like, I mean, you're gonna do a battle, and like. You do got, you know, all dirty or whatever, and you're gonna, like, you know, you take care of them. I mean, like, you wouldn't just be like, oh, fuck you, Slowpoke. Like, your shit's all wrecked, but just go back in the ball. We'll deal with you another day.
Your shit's all wrecked.
Your shit's all wrecked. Or, like, your hair's all fucked up, or like, they got, like, a blow dryer. Like, I battled something, and, like, my Caterpie was just, like, dripping wet. And so I get the blow dryer and I'm just blowing him off.
I have to unmute just to laugh at this. You're blowing off a Caterpie. I mean, to be honest, I want a shirt that says my Caterpie was just dripping wet.
Dear God.
It was too much.
Kevin, I don't think you're allowed to dear God. You're the one that said it.
Yeah, well... You know what? I like to blow off Caterpies. I don't see what the problem is.
Get them string shot right into your mouth.
That's right.
Too far.
So that's a thing.
Bye.
Brian, did you see the prototype Bang Bang shooting a Mandrake?
How much is it?
$3,000.
A Mandrake, please. Sorry.
Oh shit, that's not bad.
I know, I would do it, but I really don't have a whole lot of extra money at the moment.
I don't either.
So, yeah, but come on, Brian, do it.
Okay, maybe.
I need to live vicariously through you. Which isn't really saying a whole lot, but...
Yeah, well.
So there's that. I really don't think I bought much else. Like, I spent the entire last podcast, like, alphabetizing DVDs, like, I was sitting here, like, alphabetizing them all, because it's all the ones I was, like, I've been buying, we've been getting over the past three, like, our season sets, and they've just been kind of stacking up as we get them, so I alphabetize them so that they're at least, like, they're not in with the rest of them, they're just kind of in front of them still, but at least they're in order. And I feel a little bit better because I have a mental illness. And so that's the thing. That's what I do when I get bored around here. I just organize shit. And then I kill Brian silently.
You know it.
So.
He's sneaky ooh. British. That was a very selective joke. Let's see. Rats.
What else? My penis. Yeah, I don't know. I got nothing. I haven't done anything in the past week. Especially since it hasn't been a week, it's been like 6 days because we recorded late last week. There's something about Brian touching himself or whatever, so we couldn't record early.
Cableman molested his internet. Told his internet that he had candy, and then it was like, fuck yeah, candy. You know how it is.
Molested all my cables.
Oh yeah, all those tentacle cables. They're in you, Shuquin Shinobi.
That was the problem.
The tentacles are in you. No, they cut them.
The cable guy had to come insert new cables.
Dear Lord.
His Caterpie was wet.
You know, I went and saw Star Wars Friday, and it was just amazing. That was beautiful.
Sunday. It was amazing.
I thought it was decent.
Well, you're a fucker.
It didn't even have Kylo Ren. I mean, his 8-pack was just like in like CGI Leia's egg. Like, it wasn't even there yet.
Yes,
or most of Leia's sperm, to be honest. It was a save.
But it had CGI Tarkin, and that was the thing they did.
Yeah, but if you look at him too long, he started to melt in front of your face.
Well,
it was one of those things where it was like too much of a good thing. It didn't look quite as good as Robert Downey Jr. I mean, granted, it's hard to, but it looks like he's constantly sucking his face in. He does, nothing though.
Nothing looks as good as Robert Downey Jr.
Well, Diggle. Why didn't they just CGI Diggle underneath Leia's robe? That sounded weird. That was a weird... Where am I? I'm just going straight into it.
You're being molested, Dawson. You're being molested by a little girl.
I'm Brian's internet. I knew it. It's all so obvious now.
Dawson is the internets.
Anyway, speaking of the internets, nudes.
Goldar?
I'm nude.
Goldar.
Goldar broke the internet.
Bizarro Megazord.
Goldar broke the internet. Because he's so jank.
Everyone was flipping the fuck out about that.
It's one of those things where it's going to look cool in the movie. It's hard to translate to toy. You can just tell. And the real crime is not how it looks. It's the toy was shown first instead of
all this. Like. The crime of all of this is that the toy was shown first. I mean, goddamn.
Like, I don't understand. Like, even if, like, whatever, the CG's not ready or something, could they at least show us the concept art? Because, like, they have to have a highly detailed drawn concept art to model it in 3D. So can we at least get that? Is that so much to ask for?
Yes.
Apparently. It's just funny seeing people get so defensive over a character that wound up wearing a maid's outfit in his last season. I mean, the coolest thing that happened to him was in the comics, and that's not even the regular universe.
Yeah, that's true.
What happened to him in the comics?
He killed his brother. He's like, fuck you. That was the storyline.
Like, Silver R? Is that his name? Cause he's
yes, it was Silver R. The Annihilarg was involved.
But, makes sense.
Like, I kind of like the idea, to be honest, that...
I like the idea of touching myself.
The other problem is that we don't know anything. Because we found out through a toy instead of through actual information from Lionsgate. So, like, this might not even be, like, Goldar himself. And we have that little figure that just...
It might be Mulder.
That just popped... That just popped up like an hour or so ago from the six pack that they.
Pussy.
The eight pack.
It wasn't an eight pack.
It was shredded. Vagina just got shredded.
That they found at Target, and the design's a little bit different. It's a lot more streamlined, and it doesn't look like it's melting. So.
The Wicked Witch from Wizard of Oz.
It's hard to say. Well, that's what it looks like. It looks like he's melting. But
your mom's vagina is melting.
Regardless, like this. Okay, go ahead.
I was say this like streamlined one could be him. Like at some point in the movie, whether it's flashback or real, and then like Rita reconstructs him later as a monster. Or what if they turn all grotesque when they get big in the movie or something? I don't know. What if they didn't give him enough continue coins? Maybe Gina shows up for some reason. It's like, get the fuck out of here. I don't know. But people love to flip out over every single movie design that happens.
That's just the thing now.
And it doesn't help that we're just getting the toys. So, like, they're automatically going to look at least a little bit of worse, no matter how much somebody likes or hates the design. It's the same thing with regular Toku.
Mm-hmm.
What if we get to the movie and Goldar is just really just based on Kerrigan?
It's just Kerrigan and gold body paint.
At least it wasn't the Beef Fighters.
You mean like just like Mystique style, like with Rebecca Romaine? Just instead, just Kerrigan and gold paint?
No. Why did you say that? I'm trying to finish eating this apple. It's not...
Because it was funny to me. That's why I said it. At least it wasn't the Beef Fighters.
I thought it was the Beef Fighters.
It's the Beef Fighters.
I don't know.
At least it wasn't
them,
though.
I knew there was beef. Like, regardless.
I really couldn't understand what he was saying, not gonna lie.
Where's the Beef Fighters?
They're at Arby's. They have the meats and the fighters.
And apparently not James Earl Jones.
No, instead they got Marcellus Wallace. Does he look like a bitch?
Yes.
Does Marcellus Wallace look like a bitch?
I don't understand that reference.
Well, then why would you fuck him like one? Pulp Fiction? No?
No.
You are the worst human being I've ever met in my entire life.
I know the movie exists.
You are the worst. Stop recording this right now and go watch it. You are the
no,
worst.
It's too old ever. Now.
It has got Samuel L. Jackson with an afro.
That's not helping.
How is it not helping?
Making it worse.
Why would you not want Samuel L. Jackson with an afro?
It's like two of my least favorite things.
How do you not... You don't like Samuel L. Jackson?
I like him as Nick Fury, but almost in nothing else.
He's Mace Windu.
Mace Windu was an asshat. He's got at least be 15% of the reason Anakin turned to the dark side. He was a total dick to him for like no reason. Same with Yoda,
because
for that matter.
Be.
Yoda was an asshat, too. They fucking totally caused it. Like, when the boy comes to him, they go, oh, this boy's future is clouded. Stop being such a bitch. They totally caused it. They're fear-mongering with the dark side. I mean, honestly, that's the real story. It's Yoda's fault. Him and his burlap sack on his swamp planet. Fucking Yoda, man.
I don't see your point of view, Dawson. I think you're an asshat.
It's true from a certain point of view. Fucking Obi-Wan too, man. I thought you were cool. And then he's like, oh, I lied to you and laughed about it. And he wasn't laughing, but...
Well,
his last
it was
name
pretty
was based
funny.
Off of fear. Not Obi-Wan's, but the actor. Not McGregor.
So what? Many addendums to this joke.
this joke is just lost, and Dawson's trying to find
it
in the weeds.
The Jedi kind of caused it with a bunch of rules. It was like, no
you're right,
sex.
Who wants to
and
have rules?
Like, well, it's a bunch of stupid rules. They caused their own problem. They did,
maybe
and that's
they
why they all
better.
Died.
Maybe they were trying to keep Anakin from being
And now the only person in charge of them is someone who appointed himself a Jedi. This dude has no training. Well, maybe if I grow a beard. I played the trickster once. You're in charge. God damn it. It should have been Kanan. He wears a cool, I need to sleep on an airplane mask now because he's blind.
Sleep on an airplane
mask. And he's Freddie Prinze Jr., the seatless hero of the 90s. I mean, come on, son.
Best
anyway,
Jedi or best Jedi?
Goldar. This is all related. Bottom line is, it's Yoda's fault.
Your mom is Yoda's fault.
Bottom line, well.
Yet another mistake that Yoda's made. Just piling on the charges for that little green shit stick.
I'm pretty sure your mom's a little green shit stick.
Yoda's fault. For real, though. Kind of hate him.
For real though, I like Goldar.
My hate was for real though. Goldar.
For real though, I hate the fandom. I just.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I mean, granted that you know, obviously they should have used they should have used the Power Force as a focus group, but.
Who, can okay, you imagine? Who said that originally?
Keith Justice. I don't know, but Keith I thought Justi- it was fun.
Okay, that makes a whole lot of sense. Never mind.
Wait, is that real? Keith Justice is the one that said that?
He said that multiple times.
I don't pay attention.
Every time I turn into full Joe and start laughing like a beautiful black man. What? Well, it's hilarious, though, because it's nothing to even necessarily do with the Power Force. Like, individually, it's like you wouldn't want to even ask the fandom at large because it's a small fandom. Using the word large near them is not even correct. And we have such a weird fucking taste. It's like, I can see it from both sides. Like, we're like, oh man, that was a cool roll call. But I can also see how roll calls are really stupid and pointless. Or, like, yelling out the name of your weapon. Like, it seems normal, but it's also really dumb. Like, so we're going to get laughed out of the theater if we make this a toku movie and have, like, cardboard suits flailing at each other. And, like, melodramatic things and people talking about protecting smiles unless it becomes a secret dentist movie. It's just, there's a lot of weird things about this genre that aren't going to translate to normal people. You don't know.
What is this, Willy Wonka?
But if it doesn't have that...
secret dentist movie?
If it which involves Count Dooku, also the Yoda's... heart of Toku. Oh,
thank God, the heart of Toku's black.
Just like Keith Justice, it's all related.
Dear Lord. Also Yoda's fault!
I don't see how Count Dooku is Yoda's fault.
He drained the fucker and he fucked up because it's all his rules!
I think you just don't like rules. I think you're all about the anarchy.
It's about the rules that are stupid.
They're stupid because you don't like them?
Yes, they are stupid. They caused their own downfall. If Anakin would have felt comfortable coming to them about his fears about Padme, then all this could have been avoided.
Well, no, because their downfall is they thought they were invincible. It had nothing to do with rules. The rules didn't make them like, oh, we're stronger than you. That was just, oh, look, we're powerful. It has nothing to do with the rules.
Yes, it does. They had stupid rules.
No, you were an idiot.
No. I know my truth.
No.
It can't be truth if it's your opinion.
Well,
yes, it is.
Challenge accepted.
I mean, that's what Wikipedia is for. You just make your opinion the facts.
Oh, on it.
On it.
As soon as I finish this apple.
Yoda is a shit stain.
The first sentence on his Wikipedia entry. Planet.
Little green burlap sack wearing motherfucker.
Planet Dushaba. I mean, that's not where he's born, though, so that doesn't count. Residence. There we go.
I feel like there's a bunch of other news.
There was some scans of stuff we've already seen before. But it was orange, like a new position.
Orange Q-Ranger has a scorpion tail.
Which is really cool. Like, in general, just all the, like, little...
In general, having a scorpion tail is awesome.
Well, true. But just, like, all the differences in their suits to match, like, their...
When he sees the full moon, does he turn into a giant scorpion?
Clarify.
No.
You're an idiot.
Dragon Ball. Monkey tail.
Oh, well, see, I was going for, like...
You didn't connect monkeys to scorpion? No. I mean, what's wrong with you? Don't talk to me! Don't talk to me, criminal!
I connected scorpions to... You're an idiot.
I don't know, I was trying to make the tail cool.
But at the very least, still, like, the best suits we've had in a long time. We've had some pretty damn good suits lately.
I'm still attached to the good potential we're getting a fucking hot-headed red. I'm over it already.
You know what's news? Brian updated the Torley schedule.
That is something that I did.
God damn. I mean, after I cleared it out for him, just emptied the page, just because I thought it was funny.
I noticed that. I went there and it was like empty. I'm like, oh, well, okay.
Well, like, you weren't updating it, and it was still, like, July, or whatever it said. So
it was causing people to think they time traveled.
Like, every month I would just go delete the previous month or whatever. So I've been doing this for, like, 4 months now, and no one ever said anything. I'm like, I wonder if he's going to update it. I wonder if he's going to update it. Never updates it. We got to December, and it was the last month. I'm like, I don't think he's going to do this. This will be really funny when everyone just goes there and it's a blank list. Like, every day, instead of it being like, I hope he updates this, it became like, I hope he doesn't touch it. Hope he doesn't touch it. I don't want him to change this before I can clear it. And then I won.
Well, you got your
win. Cleared it without any continues.
That's right. That's right. I didn't have to use any continues. And then I masturbated. I stared at the blank screen and just, like, it made me rock hard.
Yeah.
What else?
Wasn't there some toys or something? I don't know. Maybe not.
Boy, you're being really vague.
There was a premium. Stand by. There was a premium something that came out. Maybe not. Oh, the Deno belt. That's what I'm thinking of.
Are you dead? Are you dying again?
What's happening?
Oh! Whoa, we all just, like, rolling them all into each other. It sounded like we were dropped through a portal and just all landed on top of each other. I just heard, what's happening? Blah, blah, blah.
It was the new Deno belt that I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah, that did get announced.
I wonder if the time travel happened. Where's my Teddy Figuart? He's the last Imogen we need. We have Negatoros, for God's sake.
Where's my Teddy Sears Figuart?
Where's my Teddy Roosevelt Figuart? Hashtag patriotism.
Complete with Teddy Bear.
I mean, we got a Ted Figma, but none of this? Where's my Ted Mosby? Classic Schmosby.
I ran out of Ted's.
Brian, you're the worst.
Yeah, well.
You're the worst at keeping a joke going. You are the weakest link.
To be fair, I can't think of many other Ted's.
Ted talks. That's those things that.
This is what this
do.
Is. This is our TED talk.
Ted Kennedy, complete with car driving over a bridge and killing a girl. Boom.
Nailed it. Just like the car.
Ted Danson, complete with something related to who he is.
Wait, I wasn't listening. Ted who?
Danson? Is that a thing?
The Danson? Yes. Okay, good.
Who
Becker?
Is he?
We got a Becker reference in here. That's great.
Becker.
Cheers.
I like how the first thing with Ted Danson you go for is Becker.
I could go for his giant forehead.
Now I'm just picturing a General Beckman with a giant forehead. Like, I don't know if this is, like, I know the name, I just don't know who it is. It's just in there. It's straight up in there.
Just like I'm straight up in that vagina.
Two new phrase.
Ted Danson. What else is he in?
Cheers. Oh.
That's. Cheers to you too, mate. Now, what else was he in?
Where's Hibiki? There he is.
Hibiki? No. Hibiki was. He's that Japanese guy? Ted Danson always knows a good deal. I'm just gonna look it up. I have a computer right in front of me. I'm being ridiculous. I know, let me go ask myself on my comments. Who's Ted Danson?
Please respond.
There we go. Oh! It's the guy in The Good Place with Kristen Bell. And
he's
he was
in
Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah, he's one of the men, not the baby.
Yes. But I mainly know him from The Good Place. Okay. I feel better now. Boom. And he's like a god thingy. Not really, though. More like maintenance. Anyway.
I'm glad you feel better about yourself.
now that I recognize Ted Danson. Thank God. If he ever goes missing, I'm like, I know him. That's Ted Danson. Let's get to work finding him. Search Party Season 2. Where's Ted Danson?
I know him. I get this.
I know him. I know
season
him.
Season 2, Electric Boogaloo.
So, I think we ran out of news.
Yeah, who really cares? Let's be real.
Speaking of who really cares, now it's time for...
Time for
honestly,
that.
On the same level as the intros we've been getting.
Superhero time. Jojo. Let the game met your game. What's your name? I'm a Kamen Rider. Exato.
Did you do this during the Jojo thing? Like with your lips? Did I hear that? Like a...
No, I didn't do that. I just kind of made my lips shake and it did the same effect.
Oh, okay.
Because I have that kind of control over my lips. Ask the ladies, they'll tell you.
Sounds violent.
Please don't do that to them.
These violent delights have violent ends. So Georgia, Michi was getting ready for some serious Michi. Misao. Misao. I did MI and then auto-corrected my brain, corrected it to Michi. Misao was getting ready for some hardcore Krillin cosplay with his bandages, which were like unnecessary. And so I couldn't take him seriously. But
well,
luckily he got his courage this week, so next week he can be a little bitch again, to be honest.
Yeah, and I kinda hope he stays not a little bitch and just stops because I'm tired of the little bitch.
And Kubar is dead. We know that for sure. we did never had to go through it again. And I was a reliable witness the whole time.
And Bard fought Azald and started to rip his cubes off. And then, but then, like, he reformed himself and his cubes got sucked into his body, which is really weird. So I guess we're going to find out where Azald comes from soon after they stop doing Christmas nonsense.
You know what's funny is that Toku's really. So obsessed with making sure that their toy premieres in the show before they get it on shelves, but these fucking auxiliaries have been wandering in limbo for like 7 years.
Yeah, well, they kind of forgot to do. Like, they had them going, and they were doing it, and they forgot.
So, at least kids can get excited, like, oh, I can go buy that in the store now that I've seen him pick it up out of the dirt. I can be just like Bard.
I couldn't buy it before because it wasn't on the show. I didn't know what it was. It confused and scared me when I went into the store.
It's a social contract.
I went on the island, had a spasm.
What is this witchcraft? So yeah, that's the thing. I forgot. I keep forgetting about that part.
Because
we talked about that last week. If he was maybe that guy, he fell on maybe all of their rocks in Demon World are cubes, and he just fell into a bunch of rocks, and they all stuck to him.
I mean, after all those news reports of kids having seizures in Toys R Us, is looking at those cubes, that can finally end now that they're on the show. So that's good. And then Yamato's dad was there, and he's a doctor in an asshat.
Have we met him before?
No.
Okay, good.
I spent most of the show assuming he was dead, so...
Yeah, I did too. I really thought he was... And the mom's dead. The mom is still dead.
She died still. Twice.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because he brought her back, and they're like, that was so cruel. I'm like, oh, whatever, you probably met her for like 5 minutes like Barry. Doesn't even count.
Doesn't even have a Caroline.
Exactly. But, because that was one of those situations where I'm like, it's possible he's been on the show before, right when I looked away at the TV. That's happened to me before. I'll be like, oh, this is a funny scene, and I'll watch TV and look back and the guy's gone. And then he's like, he's been on the show before. What are you talking about? So I wasn't sure if I was supposed to know him or not. To be honest, I got a little confused for a second and thought it was X8. I'm like, oh, it's the guy that performed the surgery on him. He put cubes in him when he was a baby.
This is why we pay attention.
Well, they look similar. You know how it gives it away.
Yeah, because they're Japanese, right?
He wasn't wearing a white coat, so it gave it away. Because they keep it really accurate in X-Aid, where doctors wear their white coats everywhere. That's how they do it in real life.
Absolutely.
Do you remember the episode where McDreamy was in Target in his white coat? It's my favorite episode.
Well, how else would you know he was a doctor unless he wore his white coat?
Well, he's McDreamy.
Well, that's true.
When you see him, you're like, boom, you race cars, you're a doctor, and you're aligned with the Decepticons. Three things you know about him. And that's just by seeing his hair.
And that you automatically want to bang him.
Well, I would show him respect if he offered me a job, if you know what I mean.
Good Lord.
Too far. This is a weird episode again. We haven't even talked about Harpies yet.
They were mentioned, though.
Deep fried Long Johns.
It was Kentucky Fried Long Johns.
Oh, was it? Fuck's sake. I got my fried Long Johns wrong. It's a completely different flavor. I mean, this one has the secret recipe.
Why are we deep frying someone's underwear?
The secret recipe is in the Long Johns.
That's semen? Dried semen? What is
this? I don't know. It's hard to keep track because the colonel keeps changing his face. He's a changeling. One minute he's Jim Gaffigan, the next minute he's someone else.
Norm MacDonald?
Yeah, he had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
See? You know how it is.
Oh my god.
That farm life, though. And, you know, others were him. People.
I'm Colonel Sanders. And I banged Dawson's mother.
Which one was that?
The one that banged your mom? All of
no,
them?
I mean, which actor?
Which actor was what? Colonel Sanders?
Yes. All of them.
A bunch of them were all Colonel Sanders.
A bunch of them were Colonel Sanders? Thank you. Another case closed. It's no longer a cold case.
No,
so speaking of a cold case, it's no longer a cold case who Genmu is. They said Genmu. Did you hear it? I heard it.
I heard Genom. Sean White Hoodies and Genmu. I heard like the theme song in the background.
Because they like did the classic like adding U's and O's to the end of things.
Well,
I heard it.
I heard the Target song. I heard Ganem.
Show that beautiful bean footage.
Why
did someone shouted that at the Dino Charge panel?
Why is Duke here?
What are we debating about here?
When he revealed himself, he's like, "I'm coming, Night Dog, Genmu," and he said Genmu.
Yeah, because
we're debating if the dog from. The dog from the Bush's Big Bean commercials is really the Kamen Rider from Gaim.
Gaim? What?
Gaim?
Yes. It's all connected.
There we go. Okay. I mean, someone was saying, getting on me how I pronounced emu because of, like, it's supposed to be the letter M. I'm like, well, if we're pronouncing the letter M, it should just be E-M. There should be no U. It should just sound like M, not whatever. Anyway, this was a good episode. I liked it.
I loved it.
I mean, it was kind of basic until, like, the very end. But, yeah.
Like, I like how that kid's mom doesn't even know he doesn't like cake. What the fuck?
I was kind of disappointed Genom didn't take out the kid. I mean, it was, like, the second best thing that's ever happened since that kid got punched in Mega Ranger. Remember that? I still have a screen cap of that. It was beautiful.
You would. Jesus.
Look, these Toku kids are just constantly shrieking and no one ever stops them. They're the real villains.
See, it's their fault. Anakin Skywalker is their fault.
Master Skywalker!
What are we going to do? You know, hop that ass on this lightsaber.
So, how is he alive?
Who?
Genom? Yeah.
Because dangerous zombie, bugster virus, bug visor, penis.
Ah, the secret formula. Like, I honestly thought maybe it was going to reveal that when your health gauge goes down, you don't die. And it was just
I thought it was just joke. Like a lie. It's an elaborate scheme.
And, like, it just, like, de-untransforms you. De-untransforming. I don't remember how that works. But you know what I mean. Demorphs. Boom. Nailed it, purists. But, like, so it just, like, demorphs you. Like, I thought that would have been kind of funny, actually. Like, the whole time, they're like, oh, man, I better, you know, get out of this before I die. Like,
and they're like, oh, lol, gotcha, bitch.
Yeah. So I thought maybe that was the thing, and, like, it just meant death, like, in, like, a video game death, like a defeat. But obviously, I mean, basically, they pulled a classic Toku where they're like, ah, you sacrificed your own life, and he was, like, laughing like a crazed loon, and then the episode ended. I'm like, wait, I need answers.
Well, we see he goes dangerous zombie next week, so he's a...
Oh, that's a gorgeous suit.
It is. It's so much cooler than having a bicycle on your face.
XA like, gets the bicycle on his face next week.
I mean, it makes you so much less intimidating.
On your face?
It's so, it's like not least intimidating thing that could happen. It's like I'm practically waiting for like the bell to ring every time he comes at him. Like, cha-ching, cha-ching, that was a bell.
But he can be Kylo Ren. He could be shredded.
The bell can not be unrung. Ding, 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 ding. All right, settle down, Jesse Eisenberg. We get it. You invented Facebook. this is what the notification sound will sound like. Ding, 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 ding.
And that's why we all hate Jesse Eisenberg. He invented Facebook.
It's all his fault.
He destroyed many marriages. Like Dawson's.
It was Yoda. I think he did it. He trained Jesse Eisenberg. Everyone knows this. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Guy. I mean, Xade. But I mean, sure, we'll get an answer, but I felt like I would have maybe some sort of inkling, maybe, but I guess I don't. I mean, obviously, there's the whole zombie bit. I still want to know how it's done. So.
Yeah, it was, like, it was kind of really convoluted. In a way that I don't fully understand, because it was basically just I used my own body to get the data on death.
Because he even mentioned
alive,
like,
bro.
Because he even mentioned that he wouldn't last much longer using the prototype. So, I don't know.
Maybe it's something with the bug visor, like with the bug visor or something. It's keeping him. Maybe he's not real anymore. Maybe he's just there.
Maybe he's a classic Philip.
Exactly.
You know, like double Philip, not like peasants.
No, I know double Philip, not awesome Philip, but like 16-year-old girl Philip.
Like, yeah, like, you know, a little hair clip.
hair clip for men.
Hair clip, does lookups, etc. Wears, like, sleeves that look like socks. Like, you know.
Kyami Bukai.
My other thing that I was wondering is,
zok, zok,
like, in their whole, thank you for your interpretation of the cyclone memory that came with something. The whole,
get deep voiced on it.
Like, you know how it is. Fuck's sake, I keep forgetting my plot. My plot. I'm done. What's the plot of my life, God? Hyper Kabuto now. Oh, thanks.
The plot of your life is those scans on your desk.
Will I never say this? I mean, will I brother this cross forever? This is the second mention.
Ultimate Spider Monkey.
Now I forgot. Again. Oh. Well, something I was confused about when they did their classic Begins Night, you know, 5 years ago. When there was like, you have to get all these Gashats to save everyone. Was that also a lie?
Oh, probably.
Because he was like, muhaha, the things are done. Now there's bugsters everywhere. The game Starto. It's just start. Starto. And then he left. I'm like, it's just start. Like, you sound like you're casting a spell. You say Starto. It's Starto. Start. Starto. God damn it, Japan. But.
Starto this.
I just felt like I interpreted that whole we need all 8 or 10 or whatever of them, however many there are. I can't count for sure.
10? We know you can't count. Jesus.
That we need to get them.
I don't think it's math and Dawson is firmly.
I thought maybe
that.
He just wanted to get them ready for this. Basic, like, competition. That's what I got from that. It was all very confusing. There was a lot of maniacal laughing. Lots of talk about lies.
I feel like Liza pretty Minnelli? Much everything that... Dan. His name's Dan. Actually, that's his last name, I think, is Dan. But, I feel like pretty much everything he said was just a complete lie. Other than the fact that you might actually die. I don't know.
That's and then he has a Forza switch case.
He's a shit stain, like your mom.
I saw it.
Yoda.
I saw it. It was Yoda. He did it all. So, yeah. Stuff. Thanks.
Brian has a coral.
At least they know Laser wasn't a liar. And he believes in it. In what's his face? Emu because of reasons?
He believes in Emu because he's Emu.
Thanks.
Shoichi-kun is Shoichi-kun.
Like, it was all about, not about butthole pleasures, but it was all about, like, trust and getting Emu to not have his trust falter in that doctor guy.
Listen, everything's about butthole pleasures.
And, okay. Like, cause I'm honestly trying to remember, like, because that was what led Laser to defending him? I don't know. It was like a classic Toku mess around.
Yeah, something about a game console. It had a lot to do with the kid, too. Like, protecting the kid and...
Yeah, the kid was a little shit that wouldn't take free cake.
Like, who doesn't take free cake? What kind of a little bitch?
I mean, honestly, it was free. Could at least take a bite.
And cake.
like whose cake. Mom doesn't want them to have cake?
Yoda?
That's why he turned into such a cynic.
To be fair, you can't be sure that Yoda has a mom.
He was also a virgin birth.
He definitely doesn't have cake.
All he has is those little breadsticks that he ate on Dagobah that he stole from Luke. He's like, oh, I made soup. I think he just heated up swamp water and gave it to Luke and then just like laughed hysterically after he left. That's what threw Luke off his game when he lost to Vader. That is an experience. Mainly the Dagobah soup, though. Everything is about Star Wars this week.
I think my penis has Star Wars.
But yes. X-Aid.
What do you think the chances are that Laser's gonna die?
I don't want him to die. He's my favorite.
I know.
Like, it's one of those situations where it seems too much like he's going to die, so you think they won't do it, but maybe that's what they want you to think?
Mm-hmm.
Then who's going to be Laser if he dies?
Nobody.
That's not right.
Jesus.
Is this going to be a Wasabi situation? Where
Wasabi?
It just goes away forever? Like, yeah. Maybe some other person becomes him for like 5 seconds, and they both come back as like undead punch and kick hoppers, and their storyline is to show up in long coats?
Kabuto is so weird.
It was. It's especially weird when you reflect on it. It's like, what even was that show? So, I don't know.
I don't think anyone knows.
Maybe they just got tired of having a bike rider, so they're just going to have nobody be it.
That would be probable, honestly.
Wakato mo Kagami, my best friend.
R.I.P. Damn Laser straight. Already.
Like, I really hope he doesn't, because...
I like him. I don't want him to die.
He's my favorite. I love him to pieces.
We found out Graphite got flowers, so he's officially dead.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Graphite's officially gone. I mean, they're like, there might be flashbacks or something, but he's, like, officially
Such
gone.
An amazing character for having Graphite a hairstyle though. Slightly different than the other dude.
Actually pretty similar. Magazine scans showed that dude is Paradox.
Yeah, Parod.
It's probably because of, like, the paradox of the hairstyles looking so similar. Maybe they're both Paradox, and that is Punch and Kick Hopper.
It took magazine scans to show that Parrot is Paradox.
What a surprise. This guy whose name is very close to Paradox is Paradox.
Just wow. Add an X in. He just stole the X from X-Aid, now it's Kamen Rider E-Aid.
Yad.
Yado is an O now.
That's true though.
About the O?
Oh,
it's always an O.
Oh, no. Ow.
What's happening?
I'm not playing a game. Nope.
Ryan's touching himself. That's why he keeps saying no. He's.
Oh, come on, Ghost. You can do it.
He's playing a ghost game. It's probably Ghostbusters. I'm a bit of a detective.
Playing that Rider game.
Brian's forcing himself on himself.
What?
That's why you're saying no, no, no.
I do that all the time.
Dear Lord.
Oh, do I get Chaser? Please let me get
Machine
Chaser.
Machine Chaser. I want to get Chaser.
Chaser, I barely know her.
Oh, God. But Exit was really good. I don't got a whole lot to say because I'm not here right now.
It's really funny just the preview for next week shows a combination of a potential death and then, like, Santa suit flipping.
Yes. It's like, well, Christmas, that's Toku. Yay, happy. And then, death.
Well, that's Toku for you, so...
That.
And now it's time for
ramble time.
Yeah, that.
Oh shit, I'm still behind on Pokemon.
So that week was actually pretty cool because all the gym leaders, like, they all teamed up with Ash and Alon and Sycamore and Blaziken Man and Serena and Clement and Steven Stone and Diantha and Malva, and they all just, like, kicked that thing's ass, but then it wasn't dead. So then Squishy and Squishy were like, fuck this shit, y'all. And they went Zygarde complete and just wrecked that thing. And, like, what's his name? The Coxstain, Lysander.
He's a common rider.
He was, yeah, he just
what,
like,
is
went
a common
nuts,
rider?
And then he disappeared.
That's when somebody says they're the defenders of Ventana. For God's sake, do I have to carry this thing?
Yes, yes, you do. You are the fucking Ventara motherfucker.
Yes! The Ventaran ones were the good guys.
The Ventaran ones wanted to kill people.
They didn't.
In my version, they did.
That's not correct.
Well, I don't
From
know
my
because.
Point of view, the Ventarans are evil.
We don't have it on DVD, so I can make up whatever I want.
Seriously, I need to get on that for real.
And then it becomes real. It becomes the real version of the show because there's no DVDs to prove me otherwise.
Otherwise?
Shut up.
Yeah, Pokemon. I have nothing else to add, I guess.
So, Pokemon.
I'm behind on the Sun and Moon stuff. Because.
Sun and Moon is a whore.
Poor Sun and Moon. Poor Litten that hasn't gotten caught yet.
I know, what the fuck, Ash? Get on that shit. I know it doesn't have wings, but just pretend. Like, glue some on or something. Strap something to its back with, like, some, you know, rubber bands or whatever. I don't care what you do. Just catch that fucking Litten, you nutsack.
It's just Litten walking around with wings.
Ash can pretend it's Mega Absol and it's emo. Like, just... Like, fuck.
Do,
the fuck are you doing?
He's just about to do a tap dance or something.
I don't know. Dawson's listening to kazoos or something.
It's a Reese's commercial.
I don't know why you like kazoos so much. Those things are fucking weird.
Kazoos
Amalgamated
are
kazoo.
Kazoos are weird. They creep me out.
Why?
I mean, I don't know. They just always have. I'm like, Kazoo, little alien from the Flintstones, he's cool. But, like, the actual little, like, thing you blow into, it's just weird.
Caterpie?
Look, what I do with my Caterpie is my business, okay? Don't judge me.
Fair enough.
All right. I fuck dogs.
Well.
This escalated quickly from a discussion about kazoos.
I saw this video and it was like a chick and she's just like, I fuck dogs, get over it. She's like, it's legal where I am. I'm like, oh, okay, that makes it all right.
Okay.
I mean, I know that makes it okay for Brian. Brian fucks dogs.
Yeah.
No, Brian fucks cats. Damn it.
That's not an image anyone wants.
It was right there. It was right there.
10 out of 10.
Do you guys want to talk about turtles before Kiefer loses it?
I don't remember the last episode I seen.
Sorry, Kiefer.
I have to go look and think what happened. I don't. It's been so long now, I forgot.
This is what he's been waiting for?
My God.
A bunch of confused people flailing around with papers?
Let's see. Hold on.
I think I'm like three episodes behind.
I'm gonna go to the film.
Are they still in space?
No. They're back from space.
I stopped watching it. How would I know?
So, it looks like the show comes back in February.
Why is it gone again?
I don't know, but it looks like in February. Oh, that's cool. So the first two episodes to come back are going to be Toka versus the World. It says Toka returns after her presumed death in the ever-burning fire and finds out that her baby, whom Raphael had adopted as Chompy Picasso, has been taken from her. Determined to get him back, she crash lands on Earth. This leads up to an intense battle between her, the Earth Protection Force, and the Turtles, who call upon the aid of the Utroms to stop her. Then there's the Tale of Tiger Claw. There's a dangerous female assassin and mutant by the name of Alopex appears with a personal vendetta against Tiger Claw. Apparently, they both aired in South Korea already. Because, I don't know, South Korea.
Great.
But the last episodes, there was a bunch of Super Shredder fighting, and that was, like, everything is awesome about Super Shredder. And then, like, Splinter fell down a hole, so they had to, like,
I saw rescue that one, because that had Rat Cake in it, well, like, fake Rat King.
Where it was, like, a figment of his mind, and then they get Splinter back, and, they inject more mutagen into Super Shredder, because I don't know, fuck. That was actually the second last, you're only one episode behind that, if you saw the Rat King hallucination.
Okay, then I'm only one behind.
And cool. That's an episode that involves, like, April and her crystal and going crazy. And that was pretty fun. I enjoyed it, except for the part where Donatello came back from being obliterated into nothingness. But all the Super Shredder stuff was great.
Obliterated, just like the Olympics. Sorry.
Obliterated. I obliterate that pussy. But I've been enjoying these new episodes of Turtles. They're, like, fantastic.
They have been really good, like, as a whole. It reminds me a lot of, like, the earlier show's style of episodes, except it's using the fact that it's had several seasons of built-up lore to do really cool things. And bring in all these other characters from, like, previous series and stuff and in new incarnations characters. So.
And then what's fun is that they reference things they've already done and things that have already happened. And, you know, or, like, do things like the Splinter mind game with Rat King.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, clearly he's dead, but, like, it still has an effect on Splinter and then he's still there. And so they're referencing everything that happened there, and he's just freaking out. Freaking out, man.
Freaking out.
Freak you out. Freak you out.
Thanks, Kira.
Kira, Kira.
Kira, Kira. But it's just really good. I'm really interested to see where they're going next. Like, and it looks like, you know, Toka's coming back, so that's good, because I was hoping we'd get more with that. And it wouldn't just be like a one-shot deal. And then more about Tiger Claw, which has been really kind of interesting. Interested me from when he first came in. Like, well, where did he come from? Because it wasn't like, you know, with a lot of these mutants, we saw them come in as just, oh, you know, some criminal that Shredder hires or just some, like, street thug. And then they get doused in mutagen some kind of way.
It's a theater thug.
Street youth. They get doused in mutagen in some way, and then they're a bad guy, or they're permanently working for Shredder or whatever. But with Tiger Claw, he just kind of showed up. He's like, here's an assassin from Japan, and he's awesome. Like, oh, okay. So if we're going to actually get some backstory about him, and that'd be pretty neat. I would enjoy that thoroughly. So I'm looking forward to more. Please give me more Turtles soon, because I don't want to wait till February. Find a way.
Go to South Korea.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
No, that's the good one.
I know that's the good one, but that's, you're still, like, leaving the country. You're still going to Asia. And you don't want to do that.
Okay.
It's like Korea, like because they do all kind of shit. I wouldn't trust them. That's dangerous.
Korea's language terrifies me a bit. Like, it's all circles and lines, and it's really confusing.
And it's all Gangnam style. Like, whoop on Gangnam style. Hey, sexy lady. Whoop, whoop, whoop. It's like, it's frightening.
You know how it is?
You know that's right.
Oops.
I'm getting to play as Chaser, and it's really exciting.
I just put in 50 more codes into my TCG Online. My Genesect one didn't work. Like, it just... I put it in, and then it was, like, invalid. I'm like, I scanned it. What do you mean it's invalid? So I don't know why that wouldn't work.
That kind of stuff.
I don't think this is how Chaser's system works. But okay.
I think you need to stop touching yourself inappropriately.
Like, my form change button changes my moveset to where I, like, suddenly turn into Machin Chaser instead and use the viral cores.
Viral core. So how is that game, Brian?
It's pretty fun. Otherwise, I would not be playing it right now if it was boring.
Well, because like, you make me want to go do what you did, buy stuff, just play a game, also to get a ghost cash shot. Like,
go ahead and buy an entirely new DS just to play one game.
It's the kind of thing that we do.
It's the kind of thing I do, because I'm a complete fucking idiot.
Well, but guess I knew what? That
I'm
already.
A complete fucking idiot that's enjoying this game right now. So,
yeah.
Who's the real winner? Not Rogue One.
Your mom?
Ooh, look at that intro, or that transition. Going straight into it.
That was rude.
Was it, though? So they definitely went Rogue.
I went with the Force is with me. I went with the Force is with me.
Thank you.
Korean is awesome.
Fuck.
Favorite parts. K2SO. Darth Vader bathing on Mustafar, which just sounds weird, but I thought it was really cool that it was Mustafar. Darth Vader fighting not like an old man in a really cool fight scene.
He and threw all a dude into the ceiling. Like,
it was awesome. And but he pulled like something, though, so like he's not going to be able to fight on an upcoming fight with Obi-Wan. And his lightsaber is also damaged, so it's going to look shittier. but seriously, can they not fix it? There's people doing lightsaber fight videos with broomsticks on YouTube that look better. I love those parts and like the little rebels parts that I've only caught the one, but I want to, whenever I rewatch it when it comes out on DVD, I want to catch the chopper one and like the ghost ones and stuff like that. And the fact that they actually, which makes sense given that he was mentioned in the original trilogy, but it was just nice that they used the same actor for Bail Organa, since it just kind of makes it seem like they're not wearing the prequels.
I liked it, and they aged him pretty well. It was the same chick as the rebel leader from Revenge of the Sith, even though she was only in like a couple of scenes because they cut her out.
I thought it was deleted. Yeah,
most of it was deleted. I think she was in like one scene. The rest of it was pretty much deleted. But even still, like, just to kind of keep continuity wise, and she does kind of look like the original chick anyway from like Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, she just like ages really quickly from the stress.
Well,
like of the war.
And I like that having like randomly the two guys from Mos Eisley just show up, like fuck you.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
And
good to see they got off the planet in time.
Right, they got off the planet only to get the dudes.
I'm gonna
on
go
show
back
up.
To Alderaan. Wait, no. Oh, bye. All right.
I liked I freaked out when like they get to the battle and there's like red leader and gold leader, and I was like a little kid, like it's the dudes from the movie, and it's like, oh my god,
gold power.
Like, apparently he just went and found some unused footage at Skywalker Ranch no one was using and just cut them out of it with scissors and just stuck them in the movie.
It was the plot of Fanboys 2 that never saw it to air.
Like, but it's really what they did, and I thought like that's pretty cool. And then, oh, like there's little things, like, oh, look, Red 5 dies so that Luke has a spot on the team. Like,
you know how it is.
And but that dude looked freaky. He was the weird looking little dude.
Luke? I know.
No, not Luke. that Red 5 guy.
Oh.
So that was fun, and yeah, if you haven't followed the Brutally Honest K2SO Twitter account, you should.
I didn't even know that was a thing, but he was my favorite. He was like my favorite part of the movie that wasn't a like somehow connection to any of the other movies.
Like, but it's strange because it's a movie you walk into and you know the ending.
They all die.
And all the main characters die, and yet you leave and you're like, well, this was a fun ride. I loved this. I enjoyed this. I liked it. I thought it was great. I loved it. And, you know, Caecilius was there, still causing mischief.
No idea.
The guy from the Doctor Strange movie is the girl's dad.
Oh, Hannibal.
Sure, let's go with that.
Yeah. Okay. I like that they at least gave a decent explanation behind why the Death Star has such a flaw.
Right, like that dude was like, fuck you, Empire, I'm just gonna put this here. So
fuck you, I'm gonna put this literal fuckhole in your giant thing.
So someone can come wreck your shit.
So it makes it seem less like an idiotic mistake.
And like the black guy apparently is I forgot that he was in Clone Wars.
Yeah, I know. I forgot about that too. Like when I saw a picture of him, I recognized him, but I still can't remember his episodes. But like this dude was like, he's gonna be in Rebels too, so I'm curious to see how extreme. Like in this one, he was just like totally. He just seemed insane. He was just like talking like Gaja the whole time.
Dude, we have to kill them all.
I'm like, is your leg a battle droid? I couldn't tell. I only got a second of it. He was in it a lot less than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be in it more. And and that Mon Cal was a douchebag.
Who? Like, Cal? Cal-El?
The Mon Calamari. The Admiral with the big fucking chin thing going on. The guy who sounds like Admiral Akbar but is a different color. And
oh, his name was like, it was like really funny. It was like crabs or something. Like
Admiral Radish?
Yeah, Radish. There we go. It was like a food. I don't know. I went to crabs. It was, that was funny.
Like, and then those were just a random 3PO and R2-D2 cameo. Just like,
I was thinking
we're here.
They wanted to keep the tradition of them being the only ones in all the movies going, but I don't think they're going to be able to do that forever.
Like, no, they're not. But
like, I don't know how they would possibly do it for the Han Solo movie. I bet they could find a way for it, but like in the future, I just don't see them being able to keep it up. But at least for now, it's still the tradition. And they semi kept the tradition of, I got a bad feeling about this, even though he did get shushed.
Yeah. But K2SO is just, he's just fantastic. Like, I like when she almost shot him. He's like, did you know it was me? Like, yeah. God, we're going to shoot you.
I like when he just bonked that guard over the head. Like, he tried to be undercover, and then it just didn't work.
Right? There was so many funny little moments.
Where are you taking these prisoners? These are prisoners.
I'm taking them to prison. Like, you just could. He was so bad at coming up with a good answer. It's like, well, we'll take them. No, you need to do that. I got this. Okay.
I can like update myself. Don't even worry about it. You know, the future and all that.
Features now, thanks to updates.
Now I'm gonna think that every time my phone updates, thanks, Brian. And I'm gonna eventually just hear it in Clement's voice until I eventually go mad.
The future is now, thanks to updates.
No. Please, Giovanni! God. God. This is my nightmare.
Oh, God. But, like, most of my favorite moments in that movie come from K2, so...
Because he was the best.
His existence
I was not expecting much appreciated. I was not expecting CGI Leia and CGI Tarkin. That was the thing they did.
That was obvious. I like it a lot, because it kept with, like, continuity and stuff.
Yeah, it kept the continuity.
I agree. I think they put Tarkin in too many scenes.
Yeah, they focused on him too long. Like, it worked for Leia, because, like, you knew it was fake, obviously, but you couldn't tell as much because it was so short, kind of like with the scene in Civil War with Robert Downey Jr. Like, until it's, like, absolutely perfected in the future where we can't even tell, you have to keep it short. And I think they could have still accomplished Tarkin's presence without showing him so much.
Like, they did a completely awesome job on it.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but I agree that it probably should have been cut down just a smidge. Like, I think they just got really excited that they recreated him so well, and they're like, oh, let's put him in, like, all these scenes. Look at our amazing work.
This guy's name is Moth.
Just like, holy shit, they brought a dude back from the dead. That's pretty impressive.
Well, it's also funny, like, the power of Disney. They gave
massive weight loss.
What's funny is that, like, they do that, and then, like, because they probably could have easily just had the guy approaching, like, just a stand-in for the back of Leia and never shown her face. But, like, that they go through all that trouble, and then, like, the next anthology movie is going to be Han Solo, where he's played by a totally different guy that's not Harrison Ford. And, like, somehow he's going to make the leap from that guy to Harrison Ford. Same thing with Troy.
Lando?
No, I'm thinking of the actor's name. But
Billy Dee Williams.
No, he's not. Colt
45
kid.
Malt Liquor.
Childish Gambino. Donald Glover, there we go. So, like, I think that's funny. I mean, the Mother of Dragons is going to be in it, so.
Yeah.
That's honestly the thing I'm most excited about, that is the fact that Troy from Community and Daenerys are going to be in that movie.
Chief Justice is not excited about them at all because they're prequels and or something like that. And
well, I mean, I'm pretty flaccid about the Solo movie. It's pretty boring to me, honestly. The only potential anthology movie I'm excited for is an Obi-Wan one, and then I want to be, like, done with this era. I want to do, like, anthology movies that take place between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens, but I feel like they can't touch it yet until at least after Episode 8.
Yeah, they probably won't touch it for a while, just simply because the other movie is coming out, and then they probably want to get, like, the books and like, some of that other stuff to come out to sell merchandise, because, you know, if everything's going to be in the movie, it's going to be harder to sell merchandise, but they want merchandise.
At least get away from this era. Do maybe some stuff pre-prequels. Do the Old Republic stuff. Do something else. Do the far future, and then we'll have no idea what's going on. Plot twist, it's just us, and maybe just do, like, a high school drama. If they only didn't have that in A Galaxy Far, Far Away, they could do that.
If only you were in A Galaxy Far, Far Away. I don't know.
Unless Star Wars has been Earth 19 bullshit. This whole time, and the future is just HR.
Dear Lord.
I knew it.
Your mother.
That's dumb.
Right?
I'm trying to jump over this gap, and I keep fucking it up.
We literally talked about kazoos and Colonel Sanders.
Who doesn't like Colonel Sanders?
Possibly more in depth than George's discussion this week.
True.
Just to be honest. It's time for... Oh, nothing. Oh,
masturbation.
I was just going to say, overall, I really, really enjoyed the movie. Not as much as Force Awakens. Awakens was... like the best.
Well, Force Awakens had old Luke, and it had Chainsmoker Carrie Fisher, so...
That's why Han left her. Because he married Cat Grant.
It's like, look, she's much thinner and does not sound like she's been smoking a carton of Pall Malls a day for the past 30 years.
But
what? Our son's out there. Oh, fuck this. I'm going. Ben, kill me now. I think he really did turn on the lightsaber.
Ben, kill me now. My dick's never getting hard again after that.
Vagina smells like menthols.
Oh, God.
Dear Lord.
And now it's time for...
Is it Final Thingies Week or is it Tweet Tweet Motherfucker Week?
I don't remember. Last week. People were just disappointed in our YouTube choices.
Well, fuck the people. It's time for Final Thingies.
And 3P.
Yes.
Your
mother.
But next week is TTMF, so be sure to send in those TTs and those Ms and those Fs. All the letters.
You're stupid.
Don't forget the pound sign.
Don't forget to pound your mom.
Kicking it old school. Pound sign TTMF.
I want to pound your mom.
We got that. The first time. The second time it wasn't as clear.
Well, I just want to make sure everyone knows what I'm doing later after the show. Pounding your mom.
All of them? All theirs? Like the whole audience?
I got a lot of time on my hands.
You're like Santa Claus, but you just visit them all, like...
I visit each house and bang someone's mom, and then I move on.
They yes. all smell like menthol. Every last one of them.
Every last vagina. I just shove some menthol in there and then pound it.